Hare Krishna. Question. We say that the ninth offense against the holy name is to instruct faithless people in the glories of the holy name. At the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jara dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. That whoever you see, tell about Krishna. So now many people whom we see are faithless. So should we tell them about Krishna or not? Answer, yes, definitely. We should tell them about Krishna. And we should know what the ninth offense essentially means. To instruct faithless people about the glories of the holy name means that we should speak the glories in such a way that faithless people can be elevated in their faith and not degraded in their faith. At one level, nobody is faithless. When we say somebody is faithless, that simply means that that person does not have faith in Krishna but has faith in something else. So it may be in demigods or it may be in semi-gods. Semi-god means semi-god. That I am God. The people who claim to be God. Other person may just have some faith in the power of money. Different people have different faith. Everybody has faith of some kind or the other. So now, we need to present Krishna's message in such a way that that person's faith becomes elevated. The purpose of not speaking, the principle behind ninth offense, now in each of these offenses, we now need to go beyond the letter to the spirit also, in order to not commit niyamagraha. That, in order to ensure that we don't stick to the rule and defeat the purpose of the rule, we need to understand the principle underlying the rule. So the principle is that we can't in this world actually go beyond the principle is that that when we share Krishna's glories, we should do it in such a way that people are attracted to those glories and not alienated from Krishna further. So for example, for people who don't know anything about Krishna's glory, we start speaking very lofty things. Then that draws people away from Krishna. That drives people away from Krishna. So, for example, if we speak very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the intimate connection of the holy names with the divine couple, then these are very advanced things that people cannot relate with. And by speaking such things, we actually end up raising more questions in their heart, and thereby we actually, instead of helping them come closer to Krishna, create more blocks in their coming towards Krishna, or we will push them away from Him. So that is what we should avoid. Just as if we are given a treasure. Now, if somebody gives us a very precious jewel, then will we give that to a child who may just throw it away? We will not. Now, that does not mean that we want the child to stay in poverty. But rather, we may take something from that jewel, or we may put that jewel and get some money and give the child something that the child values, so that the child will develop a relationship with us, and then later on may learn to trust our words when we tell him about the jewel and then accept the jewel. So similarly, here when he said don't instruct the faithless people about the glories of the holy name, the purpose is not to keep the faithless forever faithless and never allowing them to come closer to Krishna. Rather, it is to show our respect for the glory name, for the glorious holy name, that we don't, as Jesus said, cast pearls before swines. So we talk about aspects of the holy name which are understandable to people. So the holy name is just it's an important part. I mean, you could say a conclusive part, but it's a part of the whole package of Vedic wisdom. So for example, Prabhupada did not talk a lot about the glories of the holy name. He focused on the basic philosophy of how we are not the body of the soul, how sense gratification doesn't lead to lasting happiness, how this world is a place of misery, and how by directing our love towards God, we will get lasting happiness. And then he offered the holy name as a means to help people come closer to Krishna. And even then, he often let people experience the holy name more than to expound on the glories of the holy name. That means he chanted Hare Krishna and gave people spiritual experiences rather than just speak about esoteric glories of the holy name. So that way, when the essence of not committing that offense again, offense is that we don't speak in such a way that the faithless continue in faithlessness or their faithlessness becomes aggravated, but rather we speak according to their level so that they rise from being faithless to being faithful. That is, regard for them we have to have, and also regard for the holy name in the sense that knowing that it is a jewel, we don't just indifferently give it to people who may not recognize its value as a great jewel. And we may think of it as just something ordinary and neglect it. So the essence of this principle is not to block us against, to put a bar on preaching all Krishna's glories or the holy name's glories, but to do outreach in such a way that it enables people to value what they are getting, and it also shows our value for what we are giving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction focuses on the other principle of having the fervent desire, even the mission to share, the mission of compassion to share. That's why he says, Kaho Krishna Upadesh. There he is not telling, chant the confidential glories, let's speak about the confidential glories of the holy name. If you look at Krishna Upadesh, initially it's focused on you are not the body or the soul, and that's what Srila Prabhupada would speak on primarily. And later on it focuses on the glory of bhakti and the glory of Krishna. And not even the Bhagavad Gita doesn't focus too much on specifically on the glories of the holy name. So in that sense, both from the content of the two statements and from their intent. So first is the intent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement is the intent of compassion, and the ninth of, and the offense and is actually an intent of appreciation. We want to appreciate people for where they are and help them rise higher, and we want to appreciate the holy name to recognize how valuable a gift it is. So if from the content and the intent point of view, actually there is no contradiction between them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.